So Rabosai, in Yoredeya Siman Aleph, we have a pella of an Arza Ruha that we're trying to rack our brains and figure it out. The Arza Ruha does not want to give the Khalif to shech the knife if a person is mute. He's an Ile. And the reason for that is because he can't recite the bracha. So Aleph Rek the Shiloh, well, what's he worried about? Let's get somebody else to make the bracha on his behalf. And in fact, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is a good deal after the Arza Ruha, but the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hashomea Veinu Medaber, but it's Mumcha L'Shchita, is Afil Chatchila in Acher Mevarech. Because Eino Chinami, normally I want to get the bracha in there. We don't want to do a mitzvah without the bracha. And therefore, I wasn't so excited about the Elaim Shechting, but now I'm excited about it. Why? Because we have someone else to recite the bracha. And that seems to be great news. And yet, for some reason, the Arza Ruha balks at all this, and he says, "Nay, we can't have someone else make the bracha for you." So the Shach wants to sort of curtail, you know, the position of the Arza Ruha, and he wants to say, it really depends upon who this Acher is. If the Acher needs the bracha on the Shechita because he himself is Shechting, so then this is a great solution, and the Arza Ruha would not object to the solution, and it means that we're going to, thank you so much, we're going to allow the Arza
Ruha, very hot.
Okay, thanks. We're going to allow the Elaim to do the Shechita, and there's some other Jew who's about to shecht another animal, and he'll recite the bracha. But the Arza Ruha is worried about the following scenario. And that is, in case the other person, right, just one second, let me just read the text here. Elim yochol ach elohotzi se'ilim. Right? Even the Arza Ruha would be mode that what? That the Acher can make the bracha and the Elaim will be Yotzim Yidin Shomekon. But we don't have such a person. There's only one Shechid in the Shlecht house. So you don't have another Shechid who's available to make the bracha and therefore the Arza Ruha. Now the Rosh disagrees, and apparently the Mechaber accepts the Rosh, that anyone can make the bracha. Because we have a principle called Yotzimotzi. You know, I don't have to be obligated in the mitzvah in order to be motzi you with a bracha, or for that matter, with the mitzvah. I can take it upon myself, even though I've already made the bracha, I've already done the mitzvah, to make the bracha and do the mitzvah on your behalf. So if the Rosh carte blanche says, just get anyone in here, I don't care who it is, you know, take a shlub off the streets and let him make the bracha on shechita. Well, why don't he doesn't have to be a shochet? We have a principle yotza motzi. So we're up to the Taz, and the Taz is very long and complicated. But what we need first and foremost in the Taz is a radical breakthrough here on the Arza Ruha. And he says that according to the Arza Ruha, the status of a bracha on shechita is equal to birchas hanenim. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, with regard to Birchas HaNenim, we don't apply the principle of Yotzah Motzi. I can't make a bracha for you. You know, so you come over to me and say, Berzon, I want to eat some bread. Do me a favor, make that motzi for me. No, it doesn't work. Comes along the Taz and he says, let's understand why it doesn't work. Why does the Sugi and Rosh Hashanah say that in Birchas HaNenim, I can't be motzi you? And we don't apply the principle of Yotzah Motzi. And if we understand that secret, then we'll understand the secret of the Arza Ruha. So what's the secret of Birchas HaNenim? You want me to make the bracha for you. So Kaviyoch, I'm going to say to you, why are you eating a pas? You don't have to eat a pas. You don't have to drink wine. I don't share your responsibility. You don't have a responsibility. If you have a responsibility, then I'll share your responsibility. That's called Yotzah Motzi. Call Yisrael.
Arabim
Zelazah. It's Rosh Chodesh today, right? That's Call Yisrael Arabim Zelazah. But the Rav says that there is a mitzvah Kiddush HaKodesh, but we have to be Arabim Zelazah. We all have to be Mekadesh HaKodesh together. Because Sanhedrin is just our representatives, but now it goes back to us. But there's no Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevizeh for you to drink wine, or for you to drink, I'm not Arev for you because you drink. Says the Taz, that's what the Arzarua means about Shechita. There's no Arvus in Shechita. Because you're asking me to make the bracha for you in Shechita, I'm going to say to you, don't shech. Who told you to shech the animal? Ah, it was a simcha, we needed some meat, right? But that's not a chiyuv. So the same logic, which Rashi spells out in Rosh Hashanah, for Birchas HaNenim should apply here, says the Taz in the Ozeruah, in explaining the Ozeruah, in the case of Birchas HaShechita. What is the Gemara's logic over there, says Rashi? Lo lishani, v'lo livar? Who says you have to have this Hanah? Birchas Hanah, but there's no Chova. When do we say Yotze Motzi? Kol Yisrael HaRevim says that's when you're talking about a Chova. But in Birchas HaNenim, there's no Chova.
And even Birkat HaMitzvah on Shechita, is you're calling it no chovah.
Correct. That's the finish of the Taz.
That's the point.
Says the Taz, you know what the Arzaruah has in mind. And it wouldn't even make a difference in the Arzaruah whether this other person who's making the bracha, who's not an Elam, is a Shochet, he's Shechti. Now the Shach wants to say that even the Arzuru would agree that if the Shochet is Shechti, he'll make the bracha on behalf of the Elam who's Shechting his animal. Nay, says the Taz, that's not what it says in the Arzuruah. The Arzuruah says no one can make the bracha on your behalf, you're Shechting the animal, because lo lishani lo levarech. Right, what's lo lishani lo levarech in Birkas HaNenim? Who says you have to get Hano? So there's no Arvus. Mm-hmm. And the Nail is no Din of Yotzim Motzi. Says the Taz, because Shechita is different than every other Birchas HaMitzvah. In every other Birchas HaMitzvah, with the exception of Shechita, maybe we'll add Hafrosis Trumas and Maestros, we have to see, there's no Chova. I'm saying in every other mitzvah there is a Chova. And if there's a Chova that ticks on, that generates what?
Arvus.
And if there's Arvus, then Yotzim Motzi. Because we basically share the Chiyuv. And you, if you want to give a philosophical twist on this, you can say, I haven't fulfilled my responsibility, calls mine, you haven't fulfilled yours. Okay, fine. But in the case of Shechita, who says that you have to shech the animal? So again, Rabosai, the Taz admits that the bracha on Shechita is a birchas mitzvah, but the mitzvah itself is not an obligatory mitzvah. There's no Chovas Gavra, because who obligates you to do Shechita? But it's a mitzvah shel Rishus. And if it's a mitzvah shel Rishus, you make a bracha even on a mitzvah shel Rishus. Where do we find a case of a bracha on a mitzvah shel Rishus? Hafrashas Trumas and Maestros. In other words, I can have tevel on the table and it can sit here until it rots. The Torah never obligates me to be mafresh Trumas and Maestros. If I want to eat the tevel, oh buddy, that's a chiv misa. Then I have to be mafresh trumas and maestros. So that it comes out, according to the Arzaruah, if an elam would want to be mafresh trumas and maestros, that's not a good deal. If we have to, we have to. Ain't a brachas makvos. But if all, in the ideal situation, we're going to discourage the elam from being the mafresh trumas and maestros. Why? Because we're going to be mafsid the bracha. Why are we going to be mafsid the bracha? Why not get someone else to make the bracha yotza motzi? There's no arvus. Why is there no arvus? Because it's a mitzvah shel rishus. Now the Taz adds another point, and he says the following. You know what? Maybe the Rosh would also agree that you don't make a birchas hamitzvah on behalf of someone else if that person who wants the bracha is not obligated in the mitzvah. There's no arvus without the chiyuv. The Taz is so enamored with this svara. Yeah, it's very fascinating, because when we first got to the Arzaruah, we thought, like, you know, let's push this guy over the cliff. I mean, there's no way I can make sense out of the Arzaruah. Now we got to the point where the Taz is so impressed. You know, that's how it works in Lumbdus. You know, you come up with an explanation for some way out Shita, and you're so enamored with it, you think everybody has to agree with it. The Rav used to do this all the time. All the time. He'd be Mechadish and New Chiddush, and then he'd say, everybody agrees to that Chiddush. None of us. What's the Rosh's problem? The Rosh is going to allow someone to make the bracha on Shechita, on my behalf, on behalf of the Elam. Why? Because the bracha itself is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. And here we have to invoke two other mitzvahs where, according to the Rosh, we would be absolutely mistaken if we thought that the bracha was a birchas mitzvah. And the Rosh here is very revolutionary because these are two brachas that everyone would assume are birchas mitzvah. Period. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu lachniso b'briso shel Avraham Avinu. You don't have to say amen. Or Asher kidshanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu al arayis v'hita lanu sanesuas lanu edei chupa v'kidusha. These two brachas, says the Rosh, will fool you into believing Asher kidshanu b'mitzvoso v'tzivanu that they're birchas mitzvah. Name, they're not birchas mitzvah. These are birchas of Shevach Vahudoyah. We thank Hashem for the institution of marriage, for the Kedusha of Yisrael Arayis, for the Kedusha of Heter Nesuin, because Kodem Matan Torah, right, the Rambam at the beginning, Oyodem Poge Poge Yisha Bashuk, and all that stuff. So, you know, we're on a higher level. And Bris Milah, wow, Nichrusu Aleh Shlosh Tzei Brisos, we enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bris. So the Brach is a Shevach Vodoyah. And to truth be told, I am very inclined towards the Rosh in the case of Birchas HaMilah, because we have another bracha on the mitzvah itself. Asher Kitshan Mitzvah Tzvan Al HaMilah. Why Vusep is two brachas for one mitzvah? So it lines up, you know, it's very attractive to take the position that the second bracha is a Birchas Shevach Vodoyah. And now the Rosh wants to suggest that if it's a Birchas Shevach Vodoyah, despite the fact that there's no Arvus, but everyone, every single Jew can recite that bracha. So in a case where there's no Arvus, and I'm not eating, for example, where there's no Arvus, or I'm not being mafresh trumas and maestras, so the bracha is meaningless. Why? Because the Birchas HaMitzvah means one of two things. Either you're obligated or he's obligated. You're making the bracha on his behalf. But if no one's obligated, then a Birchas HaMitzvah is completely out of place. So you know what? Let's reinterpret the bracha. Redefine it. Classify it as a Birchas Shevach Vodoya. However, you know, let's not get too excited. It's, you know, we have bounds here. It's got to be a Shevach Vodoyah because this mitzvah is unique. There's something about this mitzvah that indicates God's relationship with Klal Yisrael, or the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And then we can thank Hashem for the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. And that's what we're going to do in Birchas HaMilah, and that's what we're going to do in Birchas Erusin. And it means that the Rav HaMesader is going to make the bracha. It doesn't have to be the Rav HaMesader. I'm not sure who is going to make this decision. I think it's the Chassan. I'm not sure. The Chassan will decide who he wants to be mechabed in making the brachas. So, like, for example, you know, the Rav, if Rav Moshe was at the wedding, he would never take Seder Kiddush. So the Chassan turns to the Rav and he says, all right, you know, Rav Moshe is here, that's great, but he's not my Rebbe. I want you to be Mesader Kiddush. So the Rav says, I am Mesader Kiddush and I will be your Mesader Kiddush. And then they get to the chuppah, and he gives Rav Moshe the cause. He says, Rav Moshe, we were machabi with the Birchas Erusin, but I'm being Mesader Kiddushin, and I'm gonna. No, he didn't mean it as a joke, but he meant to say, I'll organize everything. I'll take care of everything for you. You know, the ksuba and the chuppah and the bracha. But Rav Moshe is going to make the Birchas Erusin. So all I'm trying to say is that the chassid could be mechabed anybody. Why? Because we all have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this occasion for the entity, for the enterprise of Yisrael Arayis and Kedushas Yisrael. Same thing in Milah. But we think that the Aviya Ben should be making the bracha. Well, yes, the Aviya Ben should be making the bracha. That's only the first bracha. That's the bracha ala Milah. But the second bracha, like Niso Bibriso Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, anyone can make the bracha. And now we want to go even one step further. This halach of over lasiyason in birchas mitzvah. And yet many Rishonim hold, we'll go through some of it inside, that with regard to birchas erusin, you make the bracha after the erusin. So some say because maybe she'll chicken out. You know. So we don't want to make a bracha matol. But the other approach is to say that the bracha is a birchas Shevach Vodoya. And if we're thanking Hashem, anyone is shy after the Shevach Vodoya. Again, we need the occasion. You know, you can't just get up one day and say, oh, I'm going to thank Hashem, like all the brachas listed at the beginning of the last parak of brachas. You know, I wake up every morning and I thank Hashem for this, I thank Hashem for that. No, I can't thank Hashem for each. I need an occasion. But what is that occasion? Marriage. Now anyone can make the bracha. Not only that, you can make the bracha after the Erusin. Same thing in Mila. Rabbi Natan writes in Psochim that the bracha of Lachniso, unlike the first bracha, will be recited after the Mila, and we're going to sandwich the Mila between two brachas. The bracha lefaneh and the bracha lacharem. The first bracha is going to be recited on the mitzvah Mila, on the Maisa Mila, and the second bracha is on the bris itself, and that can come after the bris Mila. That's the sheet of Rabbi Natan. Now, we're not out in the clear. Why? Because the chutzpah of the Taz to say that the bracha al hashchita is a bircha shevach v'odoya. Like, I understand that, you know, the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, you don't just, you know, hammer the animal over the head and eat its meat. Wait till the animal drops dead of a heart attack and we'll eat its meat. God gave us kiddush. Right, it says kiddushim to you. So it's a high level of Kedusha. The Rav always said this, the more Isurim, the more Kedusha. A Kohen has more Isurim, he has more Kedusha. A Melech has additional Isurim, a Nazir, they have additional Kedusha. So we can thank Hashem for the mitzvah of Shechita. But I don't see it. I could, you know, I could push, you know, the bracha of Lachniso over the ledge. Okay, Lachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu. Maybe that's a birchas Hashemah, but al shechita. I mean, like shel asar lanu es hanevela v'esayiv menachai v'hit lanu al yidei shechita v'kiddushin. You know that I can, that I can understand. So I'm just pointing out here that the nusach habracha is a real problem according to the Taz. And again, this is the Taz not only in the Ar Zeruah, but the Taz is saying it in the Rush as well. And the reason why the Rush allows the Elam to hear, because he's a Shomer, to hear the bracha of the other guy, is not because of Birchas HaMitzvah. There's no such thing as Arvus in Shechita, and the Rush knows that very well. But it's because of Birchas Shevach V'Hodoyah. Very interesting to take the bracha on shechita and make it into a bircha shevach v'odoya. I mean, like in Yiddish we say vushteta. So, you know, where does it say it in the bracha? The bracha should have, there should be some indication. The second question on the Taz is, what do we do with hafrashas trumas of maisers? I mean, it's a kuliyamalo plein kunt Taz. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which is a reshus, and the Rush never doubted that. The Rush is just going to to reclassify the bracha as a bircha shevach v'odoyah. I don't know exactly how you're going to do that in trumas and maisers. Thank you Hashem for giving us the entity of kahuna, maybe kedushas kahuna. I don't know, in the case of maiser it's levia, then you get to maiser ani. What special kedusha is there of aniyim? I don't know. Maybe, you know, Chazal say we have to pray for the well-being of the aniyim, because otherwise we're in trouble. Because if we don't give tzedakah, we're in trouble. So the aniyim are doing a great service for us. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's a little bit of a stretch to say that the bracha on hafrashas trumas of maisers is a birchas hashevach v'odoyah. So let's just see inside. If you're on page Chav Zayin, for those who like to follow the text, we have a Rambam and a Raivin in Sefer HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam includes Shechita in the Mitzvah Saseh. And the Raivin goes ballistic. He says, Em was et tam. And there's no taste over here to the Shechita. Ulai says, maybe we could somehow squeeze it in. It's a lav above Mechlal Esrei. The Torah says v'zavachta, it means you're not allowed to eat without shechita, and that is the status of an essay, because the Torah formulated as a kubase v'zavachta. But basically, the Raivid is of the opinion that shechita is not a mitzvah.
Is there a difference between the shechita of a kochim and the shechita
of
kubah?
Yes, absolutely.
In terms of the bracha,
absolutely. I mean, again, according to the Taz, I would insist that you don't have to come on to this whole reclassification of Birchas HaShechita as a Birchas Shevach V'Hodoya in the case of Kodshim. There it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Again, you'll ask me why the Nusach HaBracha doesn't reflect this. I don't know. I can't.
It's the same Nusach.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me that question because you'll just embarrass me. I don't know the answer to that question. How many people in this room, by the way, are learning Daf Yomi? Anybody? Oh, that's not bad. So, you know, around the corner is going to come Masechta Shabbos. And at the very beginning of Shabbos, this I remember from my youth, and I'll tell you why I remember this, the Gemara says that Rav, who's a Talmud of Rebbe, was accused of making a boo-boo by his uncle Reb Chiya. Why did you ask a question to Reb Yehuda Nasi, to your Rebbe, and he's not learning that sugya? But it doesn't say that. It doesn't say in the Gemara that he wasn't learning this sugya. He asked him about what's called Shadinan Gufo Basanofo, you know, his body is in one Rishus and the foliage is in the other, he's stretching it. Anyway, so Reb Chiya says you shouldn't have asked that question. And by the way, it's unbelievable how many halachas there are and how to ask a question. You know, I did a lot of research on Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam. I have hundreds of pages typed up. My wife is trying to push me to publish it, but, you know, I still keep thinking I'm going to re-edit it again. Le'achar Me'efes. Anyway, so I didn't publish the book. But there's so many halachas, nuances of halachas about when and how you ask a question. It's not so posh. And I, my heart went out for a couple of people in the Rav Shia that asked the question at the wrong time. Man, did they get smashed. But in any event, so what was I saying? I lost my train. Rav asked the question. So why do I remember this Gemara so well? Because the Gemara says that Rebbe Kikoi Bahai Masechta Lo Teshaylu Masechta Achrit. So Rav Parnas Shlita, Rabbi Yehuda Parnas, used to say the following. That's Rebbe in those days. In our days, Kikoi Bahai Sugya Lo Teshaylu Misugya Eretz. So for Rebbe, you can't ask him from another Sugya that is in a different Masechta. But within the same Masechta, you can ask him from one Sugya to the other. So the question that I have for you is, what does the Taz mean here by quoting the Ravid? Again, I see the handwriting on the wall. The Ravid is a very strong proof that Shechita is not a mitzvah. And therefore we have to ask the Ravid, so why do we make a bracha on a Shechita? And presumably the answer is it's not a birchas on mitzvah at all. But the Ravid does make a sort of a wimpy attempt at defending the Rambam, and he wants to suggest that Shechita is a lav haba mechal esse. But the Ravid himself takes Shechita out of the essence. The Rambam, on the other hand, has Shechita in the mitzvah saseh. Does it mean, therefore, that the Rambam is against this whole shtickle Torah? The Taz is not going to be excited about that. The Taz thinks he's absolutely convinced that Shechita is not a mitzvah, and the bracha is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. We're going to classify it as a birchas ha-shevach. But wait a minute, what about the Rambam Shita? He classifies it as a mitzvah. So the answer is, and you'll see in this footnote, that there are a whole bunch of mitzvahs that the Rambam counts in Taryag that are not what you call mitzvahs at all. What you might call them is a matir. So for example, gerushin is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to divorce your wife. Maybe there is in certain cases, ki motzav erves davar, but you know, hikdiach es tavshilo, that's not a mitzvah. But it's a mati. Hatars nedarim is counted in taryag, and we can count shechita in taryag. So that's a reinterpretation of the Rambam, and therefore the Rambam could hold that shechita is not a mitzvah, even though he counts it in taryag. You could always ask, why don't we have a bracha on every single matir? If shechita is not a mitzvah, but it's only a matir, so then the Taz is going to say, well, it depends what kind of a matir is it. You know, if it's a matir that touches on Kedushas Yisrael and engenders a Chiyuv Shevach, then we have to establish a mitzvah. A bracha. I don't know exactly what the Nusach HaBracha would be. But in cases like Hataras Nedarim, or even Gittin, that doesn't touch on some sort of chiyuv shevach vodoya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this opportunity. But shechita, that comes under shevach vodoya. Why doesn't it reflect itself in the bracha? I don't know. So therefore, al pizeh, in the next paragraph, hela ataz, the birchas hashechita is not a birchas hamitzvah at all. Mm-hmm. And the mitzvah doesn't exist. Now, it's not like what we said earlier, that maybe the mitzvah is not obligatory, it's only rishus, but there's a kiyum and there's a bracha on the kiyum. No. There's no mitzvah. Again, look at the language.
Sounds like the wedding.
Like what? Like the Birchas Erusin.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just don't know why, why don't we spell it out a little bit? It would be fascinating to me. This is something for the scholars in Bar Ilan or those universities. To come up with some sefer that has a different nusa for Birchas HaShechita. And as much as you laugh at me, I'm telling you, you're going to find it. Unless we lost the Ksav Yad. I myself use, for the Agodah Shel Pesach, Rav Menachem Kashe. Have you seen it? The Agodah Shlema?
Yeah.
Take a look at the Nusach HaKiddush, which is the Yemenite Nusach. It's vaguely reminiscent of our Kiddush on the night of Pesach. It's 2 pages long. It's a fascinating nusach that the Yemenites recite. I'm sure in some ancient, maybe Yechiel, you can help us here with your connections, to find some ancient Yemenite text that has a different nusach than the Birchas HaShechita. I'd be absolutely thrilled if you could find it. And I'm telling you, it exists somewhere in the Veld.
I'm on the case. Can't tell you when.
Right. You're a busy guy. And it's not easy to find. Ela ikar kavodas abrochi lo se shema po doy, etc. Vimele shaper yochel kol echel levarech. Because it's as meaningful for me to thank Hashem for the opportunity to exist in the world of Isra Achilas Basavel of Shechita as it is for the Shochet himself. The Shochet does not have any monopoly on the Shevach Vodoya of Shechita. And just was just as a footnote, and I'm sure there's a slug up to what I'm about to say, but I'm wondering,
Rabbi, be careful you don't lose your watch there.
Yeah, I know. I have to get a new band. It's just driving me nuts. So listen carefully. I was thinking, is it possible that when a kata makes a bracha, and a kata makes a bracha, 1 second, he can make a bracha anticipating the mitzvah that he's going to be obligated in. So when he says Asher Kitsharu Mitzosa Vitzivanu, he is saying that down the line, after he becomes bar mitzvah, he will have that tziv.
Yeah.
But what about the case of shechita? Could a katan make the bracha on shechita? Because if we accept the taz, the bracha on the shechita is on the iser of eno zavuah. A katan doesn't have those isur. Unless we say once again that he will be included in that iser. But that's a funny kind of thing. I understand that you could say that he will be obligated to a mitzvah down the line. But to say that he'll be included in the isur down the line, we're already anticipating an isur. I don't know.
Could you make the same type of supposition as when you need a minion and you take a 12-year-old?
So again, taking a 12-year-old may mean that he has some sort of a status, again, only if you have 9 people maybe,
yeah.
But he has a status of Knesset Yisrael, so we can round it off, even though he's only 12.
But a cotton would make it. A cotton could shaft it from a Dodo Amiro Gagov.
So I'm just asking, according to this Taz, again, this is not Halacha L'maaseh. So wait a minute. Let's talk about what the rabbi is mentioning here. A katan u shechts. Didn't we have a discussion about the shechita of a katan, or am I just imagining? Yeah. The Ramah writes that if a katan shechts, he says, shechitas of psula.
Psula?
Yeah. But that's only when? When beino levein atzma. Correct. Just one second. So the Shach writes on this Ramah that the reason why, the reason why a katan could shecht, I mean, assuming, right, that we have no issues about the shechita and so on, blah, 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 and we have testimony, blah, 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 says the Shach, the reason why a katan could shecht is because he's not like an akum. An akum can't shecht even if he would be the world's greatest expert in shechita, or
he's never
going to
be a bar hachi. Yeah.
Oh, exactly, he's an eno bar zvich. But a katan is a bar zvich. Why? Says the Shach, listen carefully, so one of the contemporaries of the Shach is actually a little bit earlier than the Shach, is the Levush, and Levush doesn't understand what's going on over here. What do you mean a katan is also lechol nevela? Who says that a katan is also lechol nevela? Do you make him into a bar zvicha? Tzarech iyun poshut she'ena katan nenash al isu nevela hech shayach lomar shu muzar al isu nevela v'nikra bar zvicha. Do you remember this at all?
Yeah.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah.
So this is Simon Ches. I mean, we're already up to Simon Tes. It's not that far away. Now again, I'm not paskining halacha lemaisa, but you have to wonder whether or not the katan is a bar zvicha here. The Shach says he's a bar zvicha because he's also lechol nevela. I don't know if that's true. You could offer another pshat that even though Levush says that a katan is an eno bar zvicha, that maybe he will become a bar zvicha in the future. But I don't know. That's the question. Can we anticipate that he will be a bar zvicha in the future? Because ultimately he'll be also to eat nevela. And basically this whole article, he wants to be mechalik here between mitzvah aseh and mitzvah lo aseh. That a mitzvah aseh, you can anticipate what's going to happen later on, but not mitzvah lo aseh. What was... I'm trying to remember what...
can't make Kiddush.
Okay, that's true. You know, it's, he doesn't have arvus to be motzi me in a bracha, but in the case of shechita, we need a bar zvicha. So the Levush says he's not a bar zvicha. All the golagavov is not going to help you. He's mamish like an akum. He's ainu bar zvicha. So the Rav wants to be mechalik between mitzvahs and losa. Says, does anybody remember what the logic was? Venira yesh lechalik be mitzvah. The cotton ain't be parsha.
You have to separate it from the...
Something about, oh, if I can only remember what it was. The cotton is not considered a bar zvicha. Why? Because right now he can eat the nevela. Maybe it's here. It says, Ein chiyuv begadlus nogelo achshav klal. So let's say a cotton writes a get. So he says that. And what? That since he could have issues when he's a gadol, is therefore he could write a get. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't remember. There was one svara that he was mechalik between mitzvah seh and mitzvah losas. Okay, now we're up to the last paragraph. V'hosif hataz to lefizeh nicha masha choson me'aris v'haba v'arav mevorech birchas erusin tegam birchas erusin ene birchas hamitzvah birchas shevav hodoya Al Isa Arayas Shasa Kosh Bracha Lekol Yisrael Memei Lekol Yisrael Hei Bechlal Osa Bracha to Shemach Vodoy that Shaykh to all of Israel. The Chenir Adas Rabbeinu Tam Begeter Berchas Lachniso Bebris Shalav Ramavinu Shekosvu Atosus Bepsochim B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam Desovu Demavorchim Berchas Lachniso Liachar Amilo. And Liachar Amilo means that this bracha is a Shemach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetzivonu Al Amilo. And that Shemach we recite after the Mila. Which, by the way, is a general rule, where there are exceptions, but general rule in Berachas HaShevach, we always make it after the experience. Achein, nirash akosha lefarish kein begeder Berachas Lachniso. Bishleimo Berachas Erisini Berachas Shevach Odoya, kmosh kosva rosh. Below nuskino kin nusach shar Berachas HaMitzvah. Right, we talk about the Isar Arayas and the Hossam. There, in the case of Lachniso, Maskirin Asiyas HaMitzvah. Just like we do so in Laniach Tefillin, Leishiv B'Sukkah, Berachas Erusin, it's all about Isar Arayas. We don't just say Asher Kitshon, it's also of Lekadesh, right? Lekadesh is a Isha. Aval Berachas Lachniso, Harei Nusach HaBrocha Ketzara. It's Shavim Mamish L'Shar, Birchas HaMitzvah, so we were commanded to bring this child into the bris of Avraham Avinu. So why do you classify it as a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya? And again, we could ask the same question about Shechita, according to the Taz. Lachin Nira, here's the Rav's breakthrough, that Birchas Lachniso is not a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya. But he says there are two categories of Birchas HaMitzvah. Because a few select mitzvos have a hybrid nature, mm-hmm. where we split the mitzvah into two dimensions. There's the Maisa mitzvah, and then there's the result of the mitzvah, the implication of the mitzvah, the chalos that comes as a result of the Maisa mitzvah. And Mila fits that category. Because before the Mila, the child is an Eino Ben Bris. He's not. He's an Orel. And that means his father can't eat from the Korban Pesach. And there's an Iser Kodshim, Achilles Kodshim, and he can't go into the Mikdash, etc., etc. So the Mila, above and beyond the Maisa Mila, is a Chalashem Ben Bris. Oh, he says, La'achshul avodas ha-korbanos. If he's a Kohen, I guess, Achilles Kodshim, that's for everybody. So we could suggest the following, that not that the Birchas HaMila is what? Is a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the Birchas HaMitzvah is not on the Maisa Mitzvah, but on the Chalos HaMitzvah, the Chalos Shem Ben Bris. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam will allow that Bracha to be recited after the Maisa Mitzvah, because the Bracha is not on the Maisa Mitzvah. And the Chalos Shem Ben Bris is an ongoing Chalos. I don't know what this means, by the way. There's a Baal Tshuva who wake up one morning and make this bracha lachniso bebriso. I don't know. Do you understand my question? You know, if you make you do the Mila and 5 years later he wants to make the bracha lachniso. I don't know exactly. But he's saying that the chalos ben bris is an ongoing chalos. And therefore, we don't need that the Moel recite this bracha. He'll recite the first bracha on the Maisa Mila, but the Moel is not going to make the second bracha. And basically, the second bracha of Chalos Shem Ben Bris could be, I don't know, I guess he says Chalos Shem Zeh Shayeches Lechol Yisrael, Lo Ak LaMoel Bilvad. I don't know, I never heard anybody be mechabit someone else in the bracha of Lachniso other than the father himself. So that's a little confusing to me. He says that's why we make the bracha of Lachniso after the meal, because it's not on the Maisa meal. There's no din of Arvel Asiyosin in this case. It's on the Chal Shem Bris Hanim Sheches Kitolda Mi Maisa Hamila, and therefore the Tolda is something that the bracha is more appropriate for after the Maisa Mila, when you have the Tolda in front of you. Now he wants to reinterpret Birchas Erusin. It's not the way the Rosh said it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya, but it really it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But the bracha is not on the Maisa Erusin, but rather on the Chalos Shem Eishes Ish Hanim Sheches Kedoldo Mi Maisa Kedusha. And since it's a bracha on the chalos, therefore the bracha reflects the chalos, like the ben bris in the case of birchas lachniso, and the fact that there's no longer an iser erev of a hitulanu, etc. In the case of the chaloshem eishes ish, right? Hitulanu means for the ma'aris. Oh, and Rabbeinu Tam holds that the bracha on a birchas erusin should be recited like birchas lachniso after the erusin, not because that maybe she'll chicken out, like I said before. When we at the niron page chav tes. Lefarish gam came together birchas hashchita ledas harosh, not the way the Taz said it. That birchas hashchita is a shevach vodaya. That's almost an untenable position. Why? Because the bracha doesn't reflect anything about osa lanu as abasa, right? But rather, it's a bracha on the chalos, not on the ma'isa shchita, but on the chalos basar shachut. That after the shchita, now the basar has a chalos shachut. It's basa shchuta. And if that be the case, the Rosh says that if it's a bracha on the chalos, then this bracha is not designated exclusively for the shochet, but all of Yisrael, Anena, they all could potentially benefit from the fact that this basa is now basa shachut. And just like in Erisin, anyone can make the bracha on Erisin. It doesn't have to be the Rav HaMesader, I'm just joking. It doesn't have to be the Chosan. And the bracha of Lachniso is shayach to everyone, because the Chalos Shem Ben Bris is shayach to everybody. So Shechita is shayach to everybody. So Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up here, number Gimel, and we'll see. Oh, we may need two, we'll see. We'll see, maybe we can fit it in. All right then? Shkoch, everyone should have a great day.
All the best.
A great Chodesh. Mishenich Nasada, right? Somebody told me that the Breslov is told that the whole year round is an Issa to be Otzei, you know, to be in a sad mood, but during Adar, totally intolerable. And my father has a song in Yiddish, Agantzio Purim, you know, so.